Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Prophet Dale Hobson and the Laborers for Soul Harvest broadcast on another Thursday afternoon, coming to you live out of Los Angeles, California. And I am having a wonderful day. I hope you're having a wonderful day as well. I hope your day is pleasant. I hope there's a smile on your face. And if you are having a tough day, just know that this too will pass, and God is going to turn this day that you're having into one of the greatest testimonies you could have even experienced. I'm telling you, just because you're having a bad day, somebody having a bad day, I can feel somebody having a bad day. Somebody can't pay some bills. Somebody don't have enough money to pay their car note, that house note. Somebody don't even have enough money to feed their kids. But I want to assure you that God is going to work it out on your behalf, because that's what he's good at, taking your problems and turning them into miracles. He's good at that. He's good at, glory to God. Well, I'm thankful for you joining me this afternoon, and I am encouraged that you have decided to take a few minutes and hang out with me. I just want you to be able to know, I want you to be able to experience life to the fullness, be able to get everything that God has predestined for you. And I am here this afternoon to encourage somebody and to hopefully empower somebody and to impact somebody that something wonderful has already been designed, prepared, predestined for you, and it's going to happen. God is going to see to it that you get in the vicinity of the great miracle that he has already positioned your life to encounter. Amen. So this afternoon, I want you to text somebody, email somebody, Facebook somebody, tell them that the Labor for Soul Harvest broadcast is on the air. Yours truly, Prophet Dale, getting ready to share a word of encouragement, empowerment, as we downloaded through the Holy Spirit the words that we've been given today that's going to transform your life. Hey, we've been spending the last 3 weeks talking about coming from Colossians 3 and 1 and 2, and we've been getting some powerful downloads from the kingdom, and we've been getting some powerful emails from the heavenly atmosphere, and we've been Wi-Fi to God, and we've been connected, and we've been tuned in to his heart concerning his people. And on this afternoon, God wants to share some things with you. And I mean, we've been talking about the setup of the mind, and we've been dealing with the mind and talking about the mind and the power of the mind and the ability of the mind, the transformation of the mind, all of the different variables that we have been discussing and applying the word of God in order to give us clarity and revelation, and also to give us foundation. And so today we're going to continue that. Colossians 3, hey, get your Bibles. Let's go to the Word of God and, amen, feast on this Word on this afternoon. Colossians 3 and 1, you've read it, very familiar text. If then ye were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Where Christ is, then the word says, seated on the right hand of God. And set your mind on things that are above. Watch this, comma, not on things that are up on the earth. For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And this is an amazing text we've been in, talking about. God is trying to set up your mind so you can experience the setup he has for you. You know, everything that's going to happen in your life, it starts in your mind. We see scripture all through the Bible, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, if you believe, you receive it, you should have it. So a man thinketh, so is he. You know, we know that many of the battles that we encounter, they start in the mind. If Satan can disrupt your mind, he can disrupt your miracle. If he can dislocate your mind, he can cause you, amen, to get disconnected from your breakthrough. But God wants you to know on this afternoon that if you raise your standards, if you raise your thought process, if you raise your mind from the natural realm to the spirit realm, give your mind a raise today. Give your mind an increase. Increase, prep your mind. Step your mind up from the place and the position that it is in. And sometimes that can only happen with an encounter from God. Seek the things that are above. Sometimes you have to transform or transition what you've been seeking. What have you been seeking in your life? I want to talk to some people that you've been seeking some things, but you've been seeking them from the wrong realm. And God wants you to seek those things that are above, because he knows that if you ever come in contact with the original plan that he possessed man to operate from, God had it was always God's will for man to operate from the realm of the spirit, the high places, the heavenly places. And that's why the enemy tries to settle his camp in high places, try to settle his camp in the dominions, in the realms of the spirit, because he knows those are the places that if you ever learn to function and operate from, nobody could impact you. Nobody could stop you. Nobody could limit you. But many times we have been prepped and processed down through seasons and years and decades of our mind being fed the wrong information. And so a lot of us are not at our destination, not because God don't want to give you manifestation, but wrong information have kept some of us from our destination, just wrong information. Wrong environments, wrong teaching, just a lot of wrong information. You know, there's a difference in good information and God information, and a lot of us have heard a whole lot of good information, but what is the good God information that needed to be internalized or seeded into your mind that was going to cause your destiny to impact, cause your destiny to be born, cause your destiny to manifest? What have you been feeding your mind? Because, and I heard the Lord just say then, thank you, Father, he just say this, son, tell my people that some of them, they have connected their mind to the wrong environment or to the wrong situation. Some of you can't get the information and the download that God want to feed to your mind because you in an environment that's not conducive to receiving the information necessary to move to the next level in your life. If you around a whole lot of negativity and you are supposed to be a person that's positive, if you around a whole lot of people of disbelief and unbelief, and God is trying to birth something in your mind, birth something in your heart, and you continue to feed off of the unbelief and the negativity of an environment that you have allowed yourself to be placed in, then you are limiting yourself from achieving and exceeding to the place that God has already ordained and predestined for your life. Now, I want to tell somebody this because the Lord also told me this morning to let my people know I'm a mind keeper. And the enemy been trying to make some of us feel like we're going to lose our mind. But God said, anytime you feel like you're about to lose your mind, you haven't given it to the one who has the power to put it in a safe place and keep it. We know what Isaiah 26:3 said, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And anytime Satan's job is to try to pull you away and make you trust in your own abilities, trust in your own ideas, trust in your own beliefs, to pull you away from trusting in the one who's able to keep your mind perfect. Now, God didn't just say I would just keep your mind, because it's not just enough to keep your mind, but he said I want to keep your mind perfect. Why? Because my plans that I have for you are perfect. The destiny that I have for you is perfect. You are full of perfect ideals and you are full of perfect manifestation. And I'm trying to keep your mind. See, perfection is the original state that God put mankind mind in. When Adam was here on the earth, Adam's mind operated from perfection. When he spoke things in the atmosphere, or when he called those things that be not as though they were, it didn't come in imperfection. It came in perfection. Whatever, when he named Adam the animal, when he called the elephant elephant, he didn't come up with two letters and then figure out the rest 2 years later, 7,000 years up the road. Whatever he said, whatever he spoke, it came with perfection, because he was operating from the mind of the one who has placed that ability in him. And God said he still, amen, in this disposition that we live in, he still is able to give you a perfect mind, a perfect mind, a perfect peaceful mind. And he said, he would keep in perfect peace. You will keep in perfect peace. God will keep in perfect peace. He'll keep your mind in perfect peace. That's why the enemy tries to make you emotional. Why? Because the Bible said that he keep those in perfect peace who are steadfast. Keep your mind in perfect peace if you are steadfast. And the enemy like to keep us with a lot of emotion going on, and a lot of double-minded and triple-minded and quadruple minded, and the devil likes to keep you having so many variables that you never have a fixed mind on Christ. You know, when they talk about annuities is an investment tool, and when you invest annuities, there's a fixed annuity, there's a variable annuity, but it's always best to, amen, invest in a fixed annuity, because that annuity usually remains the same, even in the midst of inflation change, of economical change. And God is trying to tell you, no matter what changes are going on around you, he is able to keep you in perfect peace, who minds will stay steadfast on him. You have to understand God saying that it's the enemy's job, according to James, to try to make you double-minded, because he knows that a double-minded person can't keep a peaceful mind. And that's what James was saying. He said a double-minded man can't receive nothing from God. Why? Because God can only get, amen, his message and his word to you when your mind is operating in peace. God wants to talk to you, amen, gets you in a peaceful place. That's why the enemy been trying to create confusion around you, confusion at your job, confusion in your family. I want to stop for a minute and pause and thank God for keeping me with a perfect mind, a peaceful mind, a mind steadfast, stayed on him. I want to thank him for every storm that I've gone through that helped me to understand that it's not about what's going on around me that determines where the next season of my life, or the next breakthrough, or the next blessing. It's what's going on inside of me. That's why the enemy spends so much time trying to keep you in internal dysfunction, internal chaos, because he knows that if he can keep your mind out of harmony with the kingdom, with the things above, amen, with the realm of the spirit, where God is operating, where God is talking, where God is calling shots, where God is loosing miracles, he tries to keep your mind in disharmony. And God's saying, I am trying to get your mind in a place that you can become trustful. As you trust me, I'll make you trustful. And God says, not enough for you just to trust me, but I need you to understand that I'm trying to trust you. And for me to trust you, first of all, I got to bring you to a place where you trust me. Is God able to trust you? Now, there's so much stuff he's trying to get in your hands, he said, but before I can get it in your hands, I got to get it in your head. I got to get you to a place where you trust me in your thoughts, you trust me in your emotions, you trust me in your decisions, you trust me when it don't make sense, you trust me when I say something that your flesh don't understand, you trust me when you got circumstances going on that you have no answer to, and the only thing you can rely on is my word. When he talking about steadfast people, he talking about people who have made the word their final authority. They're just steadfast. Look at the word he using, steadfast. Steadfast. Which indicates to me that when I learn to keep my mind and my abilities in God's position, when I learn to let God operate in my mind, no longer, not only am I steadfast as it relates to being stable, but I cause things to happen faster in my life. I'm trying to help somebody speed up the process of the next miracle that God has already established for you. That's why he's trying to, when Jesus operated in the earth, we've read this, many of the New Testament readings when Jesus would cause a miracle to happen immediately. The Bible used words like immediately and, you know, he's basically instantly things would take place. Things would happen just as he spoke it, and things would manifest before he could get it out of his mouth. The word would be where the other person was headed before they ever got there, like the gentleman in the Bible who had a servant who was sick, and he told Jesus, send your word, and Jesus sent his word, and that comes from understanding how to operate out of the mind of God. That mind of God has no limitations. The mind of God is always in an accelerated movement. The mind of God has no boundaries, has no time to it, has no restrictions, has no boundaries that can hinder it from manifesting whatever you need. This is why Jesus is telling us in Colossians, if then you were raised together with Christ, then seek the things that are above where Christ, watch this, where Christ is. First of all, we got to know where is Christ. Christ is in heaven, sit at the right hand of the Father. He's seated on the right hand of God. He's seated next to the Almighty, who is able to change your situation. That's why I don't understand why people don't want to serve Jesus and make him Lord of their life. He's seated next to the Almighty, who can cause miracles to manifest. Just imagine Jesus putting in a word for you. He's sitting at the right hand. He can whisper in the Father's ear. He ain't got to do nothing but share what you're going through with the Father, and instantly the Father can shift what you're going through. He said, I'm sitting with the highest power. I'm set, amen, with the highest authority. I'm set with the impossible, the God of impossibility. I'm set with the God that can open a Red Sea. I'm set, amen, with the God who can open blinded eyes and open deaf ears. I'm set with the God who can raise Lazarus from the dead and raise you from the dead and raise your sister. I sat next to him daily. I sat next to him for eternity. Jesus is trying to tell you, if you just learn to worship me and fall in love with me, I'm set next to the set upper. Jesus is set next to the one who can set your life up, has set your life up, is about to set your life up. But he said, I'm trying to set your mind up so I can set your life up and show you that everything you've been believing me for, I already have pre-planned it, and I'm ready to put what I plan in motion and start you to see the manifestation. I'm ready to perform it. So he said, so that second verse said again, so set your mind on things that are above. Quit letting the things below infect you from the next seasons and the next manifestation that God has. Set your mind on things that are above. He's not saying walk around all day and you're speaking in tongues and you can't do your job and everybody think you're weird and crazy. No, he's saying when he tell you to set your mind on things above, he is informing you how to obtain and how to keep your mind in the peaceful environment even when you're in a chaotic world. That's why he said set your mind on things above. Set your mind on things above. He know if I can keep your mind up there with me, I'm not worried about your body because your mind in heaven is going to cause your bodies to not be impacted. Your flesh won't be impacted by the world system. Your flesh won't be impacted, amen, by society and the news and the troubles that's going on and the affairs that's going on in the world economic system and all those things that try to pull our mind from above and make us function and operate out of the earth realm. God said, I'm just trying to help you understand that if you set your mind on things above, then I can turn around and call Isaiah 26 and 3, I can keep you in perfect peace. See, God said, if I keep you in perfect peace, you won't allow no circumstance to get you off course. Perfect peace is operating in God, perfect love, operating in perfect power, and operating in perfect authority, operating in the trust of his word. And God saying, if I can keep you steadfast, I'm not worried about what's going on down below. If I can keep your mind away from what you're going through, if I can keep your mind away from your storm, keep your mind away from your bills, keep your mind away from what your wife doing, keep your mind away from what your family doing, keep your mind away from what's going on in your business, keep your mind away from what's going on in your ministry, pastor, ministry, woman of God, man of God, if I can keep your mind in the place where I'm trying to stay Wi-Fi to your head, I'm not worried about your circumstances. If I keep your mind perfect, everything around you will begin to operate from perfection. But I got to keep your mind set in things above, set in the thing. I'm trying to constantly operate and constantly trying to transform your thoughts, trying to transform the way you think. I'm constantly trying to, I need to keep your head in my hand. God said, I need to keep the operation center of your life in my possession. Let me hold it for you all day long. Let me hold it for you through the night. Let me hold it for you when you're going through trouble. Let me hold it for you, because if I can keep your head steadfast. See, I'm unmovable. God is unmovable. God is not moody. God is not a mental patient. He is not bipolar, and he ain't having all them fits we be having. He's saying, if I get your head up there where I am, I can keep your attitude stable, your emotions stable. I can keep your perception stable. He said, but you gotta let me keep your head. Let me keep your head. I will keep thee in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed, steadfast. And the only way to keep your mind on me is you got to let me keep your mind for you. I'm the mind keeper. The Holy Ghost comes to help keep us in that place above, because he knows the impact and the effect that the natural realm can have on us on the earth below. Well, man of God, I pray that somebody was impacted on this afternoon, and I pray that somebody's life, somebody had an answer to a question resolved, somebody felt joy, somebody felt another level manifest in their life. I pray that somebody was able to make a decision. I pray that somebody understand that what they're going through can't limit them, can't stop them, can't hold them back. I pray that somebody understands that I don't care how many weapons been formed against them. That's all they are. They're weapons. But the weapon that's formed against you can't stop the weapon defeater, who is God Almighty. God said, I am a warrior. I know how to, amen, disassociate every weapon that come against you. God knows how to stop any weapon that's coming against you. But God don't want you so concerned about the weapons. He wants you to understand your mind in his hands makes you one of the deadliest weapons that exist in the earth. Satan is afraid of your thoughts. Satan is afraid of your abilities to outthink him. Why? Because he knows that if your mind is in God's hand, you can outthink him. I don't care how crafty. That's why the Bible said we are not ignorant of Satan's advice. Why? Because God said, I got a plan for every plot he comes up with. I got a solution for every scheme he got. I got a healing for every sickness he brings. I got peace for every torment he bring. I got you. Don't even worry about it. Don't even get off track. Don't even get, hey man, don't even get dysfunctional. Just set your affections on things above. And let me keep your mind. Let me keep your thoughts. Let me keep the trouble from heaven. Let me put a fortress around your mind and protect your mind. That's why I want you to put on the heaven of salvation. And I want to protect you from all of the cares of life that come to try to limit you. Be encouraged. Because God said, I got you. And if I'm for you, I'm more than not just the whole world against you. Because sometimes we're going through, it feels like the whole world against us. But God wants you to know, if I'm for you, I'm more than not just the world against you, but I'm more than hell against you. Man of God, I don't know if we have any listeners that want to share their thoughts, share their opinions. The phone lines are open at this moment.
Caller, you're on the line with Prophet Dell.
How you doing? God bless you all. God bless you all. Listen, once again, we feel like we are being fed, and we just thank God that you're being obedient and doing exactly what God has commanded you to do. The one scripture that keeps coming to mind as I heard you speak was 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has blessed us with a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. You kept talking about that mind. You know, yeah. They had Lou Paul saying back in the 70s, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But when you're in God, your mind is stable, it's focused, it's balanced. And man, we just thank God for your obedience in that word and letting God use you to minister to us and take us to a new dimension, man of God.
Well, Apostle John Caston, everybody celebrate him on this afternoon. We so appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that powerful thought. That is, amen, a text that can conclude the whole sermon on this afternoon. He's right. God did give you spirit filled with power, love, and a sound mind. And I like what you said. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's why the devil is trying to keep your mind full of all the waste of hell, because he's trying to make you waste, amen, but keep your mind full of the waste, the trash, the garbage that he speaks to you, amen. But on this afternoon, and thank you, man of God, for sharing that thought. Amen. We so appreciative of you on this afternoon for calling in and sharing that powerful thought with us. Amen of God, we bless you and we love you. Man of God, we got any other caller want to share comment, thought on this afternoon?
I don't want to
hear you.
No, go ahead, Prophet. You're good.
Okay, well, we thank every listener for calling in and sharing on, hey man, this afternoon, sharing your heart. We thank the man of God for sharing his thoughts on this afternoon. Amen. Hey, I want you to know, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to repeat after me right now, say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me. I repent. I'm sorry. Come into my dark heart with your eternal light. Save me. I believe that you died and that you rose again, and you are set on the right hand of the Father. And I believe that you are the Savior of the world, and I want you to be my Lord. Clean me, Jesus. Clean me, Jesus. Clean me. Clean me. And then let me do what I was put here to do. Don't give my purpose to nobody else. Give it to me. Don't give my destiny to nobody else. Give it to me. I want to do it. I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now. And my friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, you are born again Christian. Glory to God. Amen. And you are on the right track to eternal greatness. Hey, I want to thank each of you for your continued support and your continued faithfulness. I also would like you to continue to join me every Thursday for the Labor for Soul Harvest broadcast. 5:30 Central Standard Time. We're here every Thursday. Amen. We thank God for the man of God, Pastor Hess, who is doing an amazing job. And I would like the man of God to take a few minutes and tell you about his powerful 6 a.m. prayer that comes on every day. Man of God, would you share with the audience your information on your daily prayer?
Well, amen, Prophet. We have a 6 a.m. 6 a.m. prayer line. You can join me, Mother Willis, and Pastor Katrina, and other faithful members of the body of Christ all around the country at this prayer line. Sorry about that. 605-562-0020, and then enter the PIN 835-660-233#. Back over to you, Prophet Dale.
Well, we also, every Monday night, myself and Apostle John Caston, we do a Monday night prayer, 7:30 Central Standard Time. And you can call in and be a part of that prayer. We'd love to have you. Number and connect to connect with us is 605-562-0020. Access code, best one in the world, 707-303-047#. We want you to come and join us, connect with us, tell others about the prayer we are experiencing and seeing some great miracles and signs and wonders. We continue every week almost getting great testimonies of how God has impacted somebody's life through prayer. Well, I want to thank you again, my friend. My time is up. But I want to thank you for taking these few moments, hanging out with me, and feasting from the word of the Lord and the teaching download from the kingdom. We want to thank Jesus, our Lord and Savior, for using us as vessels to impact the world. And I want to thank you, every man, boy, girl, woman that's listening all over the nation. Remember, this is Prophet Dale Hobson coming, and the Labor for Souls Harvest Broadcast coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. And remember, until the next time I see you, remember, you are set up waiting to manifest in the earth. And see you next week, same time, same place. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Have a great week.